Last night was the anniversary of Panchatattva's arrival in Mayapur Dham. I mean, the arrival of our Panchatattva deities. And just as the deities were bathed upon their arrival, so after the evening artik, curtains were closed, and all the senior ladies of Mayapur came, and it was an all-ladies event. They dressed the deities, and they bathed them, and polished them, and dressed them. And during that time, myself and Govinda Maharaj, Tvaknath, Janudvip Prabhu, and just the four of us, or five of us, there was also another Russian devotee, we just chanted Hare Krishna. And that went, that bathing went from like 9 till just a little past midnight. It was a very, very wonderful occasion, just being alone in the temple room with the deities. Of course, that the ladies were polishing them, bathing them, dressing them means that they didn't have an unobscured darshan. But it was very intimate, and it was very nice to see, especially when the deities were undressed, to see the different colors in their hue. Particularly Lord Nityananda stood out, as Lord Nityananda tends to stand out amongst deities, at least that's my experience, either intentionally or unintentionally. And here, Lord Nityananda particularly stands out because his color is pinkish. There's brass, I guess, within the mixture of Ashtadhatu, of different metals that he's made in. And there's particular emphasis on that. So he looks very, very reddish. That's very beautiful. And Advaitacharya is, in one sense, even yellower than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether that's like that, or it was the lighting where we were sitting. It was a very wonderful experience. Srila Prabhupada says that between midnight and 2 a.m. is when Krishna is most perceivable in Vrindavan Dham. Similarly, when we were walking back, myself and Taraknathuru from the temple around 12:30, I could meditate upon the nocturnal kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Srivas Thakur's house. Everything was very peaceful and quiet, and the presence of the Lord, especially after after afternoon kirtans and that evening kirtan, and that darshan was very, very strong. In fact, when we got up this morning, Taraknath Rabu mentioned to me that he dreamt of Panchatattva. I didn't. I was exhausted. I slept very deeply. But he dreamt of Panchatattva. And that's a fortunate thing. That's a wonderful thing. Our business is to remember and meditate upon the Lord. And this morning was Vidyananda Maharaj's class. That's also on the site, so you can follow up on that. That was, as always, both educational and very entertaining. And then this morning, as I walked back from the temple, I was speaking with Eka Chakra Prabhu and his wife, Janavi. They're involved in the Chinese preaching since long, long time. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, she's Chinese. He's, I don't know, I think he's French. But he speaks fluent Chinese, and he's in charge of the BBT, translating the books, Chinese books into English. Excuse me, the English books into Chinese. And he's based in Taiwan, and we spoke about the preaching there. They were explaining how the tradition in Taiwan is Chinese tradition. Is stronger than in China, because in China communism really sort of wiped out the tradition. But hey Taraknath, I'm trying to make a podcast, and the tradition hasn't changed in Taiwan, because of course that's where Chiang Kai-shek went, and that's sort of after communism took over China, that's where the, you could say, non-communist China continues. And he was saying that because the Chinese tradition is so very strong, they're sort of very slow to take to Krishna consciousness. And although their preaching efforts are meeting with success, but like in every place in the world, there's always a challenge. Sometimes the challenge is the challenge of success, because if you get too much success too fast, that also has its drawbacks. You take things for granted, people become complacent. There's the challenge of things happening slowly. And that's another type of challenge that also has a risk that one becomes discouraged. But whatever the situation, we always have to see that we're planting seeds, we're beginning a process that's meant to continue on for hundreds and thousands of years into the future. And as Srila Prabhupada spoke about the Chinese, that one Chinese devotee is equivalent to 1,000 other devotees being made, just in terms of the challenge of making one in a country whose language doesn't even have the word God. Interesting, isn't it? And right now I'm on the roof. I'm always on the roof here in Vaishnava Academy, because that's where we live. And Taraknath Prabhu's having a massage. Governor Maharaj is scheduled to come over, and with interesting developments in Kazakhstan, that the OSCE is coming there, I think tomorrow, particularly to investigate our case. It's a very big thing, very amazing thing that someone is that actually they've taken it up. Because it means the recognition of many international governments of our case. And hopefully that will put some pressure on the government, who even to this day is still taking away our properties, to negotiate with us, but negotiate in a fair way. Not try to give us some token piece of land to have a temple, but no facility for the residents of our devotees. And Maharaj is quite concerned about relocating the devotees. There are, I think I mentioned that earlier, more plans to bulldoze more dachas, and they're going forward in the courts. And in relocating them, of course, he has the challenge of raising funds. So if anyone out there wants to help and donate to Maharaj's cause, then get in touch with him on Pamho, Govindaswamy, and he'd be more than happy to accept your donation, I'm sure. And this afternoon we're going back, and it'll be the last day of kirtans in the temple room. And then tomorrow I may go out on some of the parikrama. Parikrama starts tomorrow, and that will be with Jogapit and Shiva Sangam, and I think I'll go out with the devotees. That's one of the reasons I stayed here longer in Mayapur, and participate in that type of parikrama, which we haven't done for a long time. I remember when we used to go with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and actually would live out in tents with the devotees. I actually wanted to do that this year, but because it's very, very early parikrama and it's also very cool, therefore we held back on it. Otherwise I wanted devotees to come, and I'd really like to still go out and stay out on Navadvip Mandal parikrama before I get too old to do something like that. So more tomorrow. All the best to everyone. You have a nice day. Hare Krishna.